All right, my bows and bow ties. So look, I'm sitting here at practice for my daughter. And basically, I just want to say a couple of things real quick. I don't think this trad life movement is going to last for too long. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to have longevity. I wrote down a couple of quick notes. They're not well formed, but it was like a quick scribble. Number one, I think reality has to still sink in. It has to sink in. This is economic reality. The fact of the matter is most men are not capable of raising a family on their salaries alone. I mean, it is what it is. It doesn't make these bad men. It means that in order for these families to be viable, chances are many of these women are going to have to work. So I think what is portrayed out in these internet streets and these social media streets is a glamorized version of what it means to be a trad wife. For those of you who don't know what a trad wife is, it's a portmanteau of traditional wife. And so what you're seeing out here in these social media streets is basically, and not all of them are doing this, but many of them are trying to create this throwback to like this 1950s era. They're like idealizing that time frame. And we all know there was, it wasn't what it was purported to be, but nevertheless, there is this whole push or movement to glamorize the 1950s. Now, what I am saying is this. Those women back in the 1950s had a partner that was capable of supporting the family, the wife and the children. So they were able to exist in the home where they did like all the domestic labor. They were the chef or the cook. They were the maid. They were the teacher for the children. They were the nurse. You know, they were everything. And so what's happening is what you're seeing out in these social media streets is this glamorized version of what that looks like from the 1950s. So you see women getting dressed up and much of what you're going to see is a whole lot of boob shots, right? They like to make sure that their boobs are like, you know, center to all of this, right? Because what they have to do is they have to be visual. They've got to attract the male gaze. And so you'll see a lot of women with, you know, the boobs are in a whole situation. These women are in dresses and full-on makeup and hair cooking a homemade cereal. And that's not realistic. The fact of the matter is we have economic realities. Just the cost of food alone is really expensive. Okay, so it's going to be really difficult for families to thrive off of one income based off of the economic realities of today. Clothing is expensive. I mean, even your discount stores like Aeropostale or Old Navy or whatever, they're expensive. Target is expensive. My daughter's phone is popping off and it is so annoying. Like, these little girls need to stop. Anyway, so even stores like Target, they're expensive. I mean, like the Cat and Jack, that line, expensive. I haven't been in Target in a while. I haven't been in Walmart in a while, right? Because I'm just like, everybody wear all your old clothes. The main point I'm making is there are economic realities that are going to prohibit women from trying to assimilate into this so-called traditional wife, trad wife lifestyle where you are home and you are the homemaker. I think the people who are capable of doing that, generally speaking, are upper middle class, wealthy women. I would even maybe say middle class, but I'm not so sure a middle class even exists. So many of these women, and I'm not talking about edge cases. So if you're going to point out an edge case, I'm like, all you're trying to do is basically prove the rule. But from what is being presented online, most of the women look a certain kind of way. They're mostly what I would understand to be non-poor white women who can afford to stay home and take care of their children. Now, these women are not bad women. Let's be clear. There's nothing wrong with being a traditional wife. I don't think anybody is complaining about the fact that, you know, I think where the thing lies is there's a little bit of intellectual dishonesty happening because they're trying to promote this lifestyle that this is what taking care of the family looks like, but they're not seeing all the other stuff in between. I would suspect that many of these women have help. I would suspect many of these women have help. Ultimately, I think that what people are not talking about is the economic realities of many of these women who are pushing the trad wives type movement. But yeah, like they're not showing what's happening behind the scenes. They're not showing when this thing is driving me crazy. Her phone has these little Snapchats on it. But anyway, I'm gonna move on. I think that one of the things that we need to be aware of is that with women being increasingly educated, I think they understand also the economic realities, right? So many women recognize that it is best that they have some sort of skill. It doesn't have to be a mega skill, but it needs to be some sort of skill where you can actually, I think many of these women who are highly educated recognize that you need to have some sort of skill, some sort of income. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're like this high earner, but you want to be able to have the capacity to sustain yourself should something happen, whether you divorce, whether your significant other gets sick, anything can happen. I think people who have been educated understand what the complexities are in terms of having agency in yourself, right? So I think because they understand that, I think the more educated everyone becomes, they're like, okay, well, I need to be able to have something for myself. I need to be able to sustain myself. I need to have agency in myself. Anyway, that's just my thought. What was the other thing? I wrote down a few more things. I think there's basically this huge culture shift happening right now. And it's not just here in the United States, right? It's happening around the world. Women are no longer aligning themselves as far as value in proximity to men. Women don't want to depend on men. Many women are now no longer desiring marriage. They're not desiring children. They're not desiring being homemakers. I think right now, women are more interested in having that autonomy. So there's this huge culture shift, especially since you've got all these men out here with these microphones, like yammering about nonsense. A lot of women right now are so turned off. They no longer desire, there are people who don't even want companionship anymore. So I think we're seeing this cultural shift right now where if you're asking for many of these women to be these so-called traditional wives, I'm sure people are going to say, wait a second, but you're not traditional. You're not a traditional spouse. You can't support me. What does that mean? Should I get older and I no longer look like the 20-something or 30-something that you married? I now look like a middle-aged woman. You know, what does that mean? How will I sustain myself? Moving on. I think also, too, when we see many of the trad wives get out here on these apps, the picture that they're painting is so unrealistic. So they're making it seem like these women are waking up every day and they're making these homemade meals every single day. That's not the reality of most homes. Even when you're a stay-at-home mom, many women are not making every single thing from home. Because the fact of the matter is, if you have children, your life is so full with many of their activities. We have our parents who are living longer, so many of them may have to care for parents, many, there's so much that's happening. So even if you stay home with children, many of these women are not making homemade gourmet meals all the time. It's just not realistic. And so I think with this whole so-called movement, I think those who get it, they understand like this is not a realistic portrayal of what a traditional wife would look like anyway. And then lastly, I just wanted to circle back. I think people understand, like, it doesn't even make sense to put on makeup and curl your hair for making dough. I'm not sure if I understand that. If everything is done to please the man, see, I think what's not being discussed out in the social media streets is when you are in a covenant or you're married, whatever it is, right? You guys are a team. You're a team. And the husband, too, has to support you. Your sole goal is not just to support your husband. And for those people who want to say that this is aligning towards alt-right Christian stuff like that, the people who claim to be Christian, they're not even getting it right. Because if you're going to premarital counseling, there's that whole triangle they talk about. The top of that triangle is God. And on one point is you, and on one point is the other, right? And as you grow together in your relationship and you grow in Christ, you're trying to get closer to God, and but you're moving together. Now, there are times when you're not moving at the same pace, right? You know, but the goal is to try to move together and come together to be more like Christ and put Christ in, you know, whatever. And when I'm, and look, for those of you who don't believe in Christianity, you know, that's between you and whatever it is that you believe in. The point I'm making is that's not realistic to just make it seem like this woman is there solely to serve her husband. I when I listen to people out here in these social media streets, well, a lot of it I can only stomach for so much, so I tend to do a lot of swiping past it. I think the biggest thing is I never hear about what the man is going to do. I never hear them talk about how they're going to provide. I never hear them talk about how, like, they desire a real relationship with women. I don't think many of these men who are out here on social media like women. And it's really unfortunate because usually I think they say the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And so much of what we see out here are these dysfunctional men and women who have access to a microphone, a camera, an internet, and they're putting out all this information for public consumption. And it's ridiculous. The people who are in relatively healthy relationships don't typically put that information, you know, out in the internet. Anyway, I just wanted to say, I don't think this trad wives movement is going to have this lasting, I don't think it's going to last like long term. I think it's kind of like a fad. I think people are looking for something. They want to idealize something. I just think that's where people are at with it. I think men and women right now collectively are just struggling. They're struggling, so men and women are attacking each other, and they're looking to, I don't know, we're looking for anything. Hey, I'm live. Don't come here.
You need to get a new mouthguard, or else I won't be playing.
Okay, well, put it in your, get one out of your bag. I don't know what she just said. Anyway, my whole big thing is, what was I going to say? Oh, anyway, I just feel like men and women are struggling, and I don't think that they know how to approach this in a balanced way. So I think they're grasping for straws. The people who have the most time are all these single people who don't have to commit to each other and responsibilities, or at least not in general. The people who have all this time to sit here and commit to putting out crazy information, they're clearly not invested in their home lives. Like, there are people who sit on these apps for hours and hours, and I don't know how they have the cycles. I can't even listen for hours and hours and hours on end. I'm usually in the middle of something or accomplishing something. And I just don't have the mental bandwidth, you know, because I'm doing some of the things, let alone all of the free cycles to not only talk, but even listen or, you know, or maybe I should have said it backwards. The point I'm making is I feel like men and women are just struggling so much, and they are having a hard time on so many levels. They're just having a hard time. So they're grasping at straws. They're doing things like getting on these stupid apps and fighting about things that don't even matter. And they're getting on these apps and they're talking about nonsense and they're just abusing each other, and it's unhealthy. Anyway, that's all I got. Hopefully you guys understood where I was coming from, and I'm mentally checking out because I'm watching Dysfunction where my daughter is practicing. Have a good one. Don't forget to subscribe.